the unknown.
Mystery.
Space.
Science.
Have fun.
Adventure.
Suspense.
Fantasy.
Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror.
Welcome to journey number 138 of the Journey Into podcast, featuring the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. I'm your guide on this journey, Marshall Latham, coming to you from base camp in Bethlehem, Oregon. There's a lot going on this Christmas season, lots of concerts and plays and stuff going on with the kids, lots of deadlines and things to get done at work. There's lots of things I've wanted to do with the podcast this month that I haven't been able to. But I did want to leave you with a Christmas message. I am finishing up the production on another Ken Scholes story. It's a Christmas-themed story. And I'm probably not going to get to that before Christmas. It'll probably be between Christmas and New Year's. But I think it's distinct enough that that's okay. The name of that story is If Dragon's Mass Eve Be Cold and Clear. And it doesn't necessarily say exactly the date of Dragon's Mass Eve. So I'm going to go with it doesn't have to be on or before Christmas. But it is a Christmassy theme story in a way. You'll have to tune in to find out what I'm talking about there. But it's a great story, another one by Ken Scholes, and I'm looking forward to getting that to you. But before Christmas hit, I did want to share with you the original Christmas story straight out of the Bible. And so that's what I'm bringing to you today. So come with me, and let's journey into Bethlehem. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which is told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy will. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, and a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow, and of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in the instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew, and waxed strong in spirit, and filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, he went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child, Jesus, tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
There you go. There's
There is the original Christmas story right out of the New Testament of the Bible. And I don't want to talk too much about the Bible passage here. I'm sure it's very familiar to most of you. And there's not much to add to it. I do like the couple parts there where it talks about Mary and how she just quietly ponders and considers these things that are happening. And it must have been an amazing and humbling experience for her. And also a daunting task to take on this mission, I guess, of raising this special child. So Merry Christmas to all of you who celebrate Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, I wish you a happy holidays or just a good December and a great end of 2015 and a happy new year for 2016. Until next time, stay safe out there and journey on. The Journey Into podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license, which means that you can share it as much as you would like, but please do not change it or sell it. The music for the story this episode was provided by Lindsay Sterling, and I'll provide links in the show notes to her music. The theme music for this podcast was provided by Man in Space and the Vince Giraldi Trio.